Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a really quick analysis, a look at the 1999 Medium-Term Expenditure Framework Review, the MTEF. Basically, this document is probably the best shortcut to understanding the government's policy plans and, maybe more importantly, where they actually intended to spend the money over the next few years. The big message from the top, from the president, was clear. Look, the hard work of making policy, that's done. Now it's all about speeding up delivery, getting services out there, all toward building this people-centered society they talked about.
Exactly. And that's really where the MTEF comes in. It's designed to manage that exact tension you mentioned. You know, the tension between all these competing policy goals and the, well, the hard reality of the budget, how much money is actually there. It's the tool that makes sure the budget reflects actual policy commitments, not just abstract figures on a page.
Okay, right. So let's break that down. Policy first. What were the immediate high-level priorities they flagged in this MTEF that needed funding? Like, right away.
Well, they laid out six key medium-term priorities. We can probably group them into, say, three main buckets to make it clear.
Okay, sounds good. What's the first bucket?
First, a really heavy focus on safety and justice. The main thing here was strengthening and modernizing the whole integrated justice system, really accelerating the fight against crime.
Makes sense. A big public concern then? What was the second area?
Second was what you might call economic and social upliftment. So this covered specific programs for poverty relief, and they really highlighted targeting the rural poor. And alongside that, transforming social services, especially to deal with the HIV/AIDS crisis, which was unfolding, they committed more funds for a joined-up intersectoral strategy.
Okay. Poverty and health. Anything else in that bucket?
Yes. Also improving the quality, the effectiveness of education and training. That was mandated there, too.
Got it. So safety, social upliftment. What's the third cluster?
The last one you could maybe call economic and geopolitical. This meant speeding up investment, yes, but also restructuring parts of the public sector. Things like making forestry operations and the post office more commercial, basically to free up capital already in the system. And interestingly, committing resources to regional conflict resolution and actively promoting the African Renaissance idea, signaling a bigger role on the continent.
Okay, that definitely paints a clearer picture of the policy aims. Right, now let's follow the money. How did the spending plans actually reflect these priorities? That justice priority you mentioned first, did it get an immediate cash boost?
Oh, absolutely. The integrated justice system, it was specifically targeted for extra funding. It went up by R.5 billion in the first year, and then another R.8 billion in the year after that.
Right.
But what's maybe even more interesting here are the specific mechanisms they brought in for jobs and skills, tying back to that second bucket.
Okay. Tell us about those. What mechanisms are we talking about?
Well, to really deliver on creating jobs and boosting skills, the MTEF introduced the Skills Development Levy. This was like a dedicated funding stream. It started at 0.5% of payroll, I think, and they projected it would raise something like R2.2 billion by 2203. So skills funding wasn't just dependent on the general budget anymore.
Okay, a dedicated levy. Smart. What else?
And then there was the Umsobomvu Job Creation Fund. Now, this was quite unique. It was funded from those huge windfalls from the demutualization of Sanlam and Old Mutual. And that money was specifically earmarked for youth employment and skills development.
Interesting source of funds. Okay, so we see clear targeted money going into justice, social services, skills, poverty relief. Seems balanced enough. But when you crunch the numbers, when you look at the projected percentage change in spending across different areas, the document shows something else, doesn't it? A bit of an imbalance. Which government function actually shows the single biggest intended jump in resources?
Yeah, that's where it gets dark. It's protection services, specifically defense and intelligence. Consolidated spending in that function, defense and intelligence, was projected to grow by, well, an astounding 14.9% annually over the MTE period.
Wow, hang on. Nearly 15% annual growth for defense and intelligence. That just seems huge. I mean, that absolutely dwarfs the growth plan for core social services, right? You mentioned education earlier. What was its growth rate again?
Yeah, education was set for solid growth, but much lower, an average annual growth of about 6.4%.
So 6.4% for education, nearly 15% for defense. How did they justify that kind of difference? What was driving that massive defense spending increase?
Well, the document's pretty clear on this. The overwhelming reason for that huge increase and why it took up a bigger slice of national spending was the Strategic Arms Procurement Package, that big military modernization plan. The total price tag listed was R21.3
billion. R21.3
billion. Or potentially R29.9 billion if they took up all the options, particularly on the aircraft.
Almost our 30 billion. Okay, so let's wrap this up. What's the big takeaway here? The MTEF, yes, it gives us transparency into government plans. But what it seems to reveal is this fundamental tension, maybe even a contradiction. You have the government trying to balance this essential steady growth in social services and relief programs, but at the same time, making this absolutely massive high-speed investment in long-term military hardware.
Precisely. That's the core tension laid bare.
Yeah.
The policy blueprint, the words, they explicitly commit to improving service delivery, making life better for ordinary people. But the question then becomes, and this is maybe something for you, the listener, to think about, when a single program, like this strategic arms deal, eats up such a huge chunk of the growth in spending, how effectively can these multi-billion rand projects actually deliver on the MTEF's ultimate promise, which is supposed to be tangible outputs, real improvements in the daily quality of life? That, I think, becomes the real test of public accountability, especially when budgets reflect policy priorities this sharply.